trying to be that one that every day, whether it's raining, snowing, sleeting, you lost every dime, you come and you bring the energy that it takes at the highest level every day. And that's the person you want to be every day of your life.
Every day I wake up, I'm one day closer to death. So what you gonna do with the time you got left?
If your life was a movie and it started now, what would the hero of your life's movie do right now? Do that. Do those things. And you can choose to be the hero of your own movie right now.
I hope every one of you behind your screens or in this arena can feel this level of happiness just one time in your life. But guess what? You never feel this level of happiness if you don't go for something in your own life. When they knock you down, when they try on you, when they talk about you, and they try to put their foot on your neck, if you stay down, you will never ever get that resolve. Fortify your mind.
Stay home, man. Stay home and do your thing. Good luck to you. I wish you all the luck in the world. There's going to be a small group of hungry savages out there that are going to run every one of you over. And you can sit home and you can cry and complain about how you didn't get yours and it's because this person had this opportunity that you didn't have. It's all bull cry, baby.
What if I'm so far away from my dream now that I die before I actually reach it? Die on the road. Die on the road. Go to your dream. And if you never make it, at least you will finish this world going somewhere, not just setting, saying, man, if only. There are no if onlys. There is, what are we going to do now?
Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done.
You don't have to feel good about it. You just have to keep going. The feeling will pass, but you will remain. You are greater than your feelings. Going to bed late and waking up early to work for a few days won't kill you. You're not going to burn out. You're doing what it takes. If you're one of those people that push work-life balance, just remember, the people who like working a lot don't care. I've never regretted trying harder at anything ever. Hard times last long, but an epic story feels like a lifetime.
Think about the things that you tell yourself, the lies you use to rationalize taking the easy road. Taking the easy road and leaving discipline behind. Think about them. You don't have time. That's a lie. And there's, you're too busy. Sure you are. That's a lie.
Everybody's great when they're not tired. The champions is when they're tired, that's when the real champions come out. That's when that real dog come out. Because if you go piss like a puppy, stay on the porch.
We suffer every day. What we do. We do stuff that sucks every day. So then when the suck stuff comes, you're ready for it.
The bad days create the story that I'm one day going to tell myself about what I got through.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Without the bad days, the story would be way more lame. There would be no glory in overcoming anything, because what did you overcome? It was all just 40 to 60, you know, vanilla ice cream mush, gray, like, existence.
Yeah.
Everything is possible in your life when you believe. When you believe, everything is possible. You have a two hands. Everything is possible.
Every f***ing day I wake up and I don't want to do some f***ing shit, I'm like, okay, man, do you want to be a today? Do you want to walk around all day knowing that you could, but you didn't?
And if you don't have highs, you don't have lows, it doesn't come. If you numb the bad, you numb the good.
Doing the thing in spite of not wanting to do the thing is discipline, right? You don't need motivation to get yourself up to go and do a thing. Make the promise small, build it up step by step. Know that you are going to have setbacks. A habit missed once is a mistake. A habit missed twice is the start of a new habit. Never miss 2 days in a row.
You feel like right now you're looking around with and you're lost or directionless, I would take about 15 minutes and figure out what the hell you want to do with your life, and I would start getting after it.
When you're going through something really challenging, how do you show up within it? Do you choose to become a victim of complaining and misery and shitty, or do you find meaning in how you show up in the suffering, you know?
I never forget one time I was running by a graveyard, and I was just trying to become, I was fat, and I ran by a graveyard, and I look out there, I'm like, man, I wonder how many of you motherfuckers in there just are so upset with how you lived your life, regret how you lived it, and I'm running a 300-pound man thinking, man, don't die like this, bro. I go back to the months and years of preparation to get to that day. And I'm telling myself, the 3:30 in the morning, and I'm looking at my shoes, and I want to go out there and run 30 miles. I have to, in that second, in that moment of this self-talk, my mind saying, you got to find more, you got to find more. I once again calm down, go back into my mind, in my cookie jar, I call it, and I have to reflect back on the shit I did to get here.
When I was in college, drinking, partying, doing all the things, and being like, you know what, I'm going to stop this. My friends go out, I'm going to go to sleep. I'm going to wake up early, I'm going to go to the gym.
The man who never fell has no glory. The man who fell and got back up, that's where his glory is. The man who fell 20 times and got up 21 times, that man has even greater glory.
Wow.
That man has more courage, way more courage than the guy who was so strong from birth that he never fell. There's no glory in that.
Before you win, everyone will ask why you're working so hard. And after you win, everyone will remind you how lucky you got.
Why not you?
When you're suffering, you give up on the very things that you wanted the most. When I was going through pararescue, I wanted to be a pararescueman so bad. But that water haunted me. So when the suffering got too much, my dream died.
Talent? I don't believe in talent. Well, some people, they have talent. That's, it's good. It helps when you have talent. As long as you have a lot of determination and willpower, that's all you need. And you have to have the will to win.
Everybody has that voice in their head that says, hey, could you really do this? Is it going to happen?
There's nothing out there for me.
And that's the problem. You hung up your cape and your cowl, but you didn't move on. You never went to find a life. But you're not living. You're just waiting, hoping for things to go bad again.
Whatever reasons that we usually give ourselves in the beginning for why we can't achieve something, you can almost always find not only just someone, but someone who's achieved world-class levels of success with worse conditions than you currently have, which then means it's absolutely possible. And then the only thing that it takes to get there is work.
If you want to change your life, you must change your ways. You must develop discipline. You must develop strength.
You don't achieve worthwhile goals quickly or easily. They take time. Relentless pursuit day in and day out. That's what it takes. But also, things don't usually fall apart quickly either. It's a slow process. A little slip here, a little setback over there.
If you talk about work-life balance as a 22-year-old man, you're hanging around with the wrong people. That annoying feeling when you realize you've outgrown your social circle isn't loneliness. It's your ambition finally speaking louder than your need to belong.
And there's a narrative that we should not criticize ourselves. We should not say the things that we could have done better. But I believe that that voice isn't an insecurity. I think it's a version that wants you to chase your potential.
You have to have a plan, and you have to spend all your waking hours outside of whatever shit job you do planning your escape. And you have to come to the realization very clearly that you f***ed up and you got yourself stuck. So whatever you're doing, you have to do it like your life depends on it.
We are overcoming the suffering. We are not running away from the suffering. You are overcoming it. Go through it until you have become so strong. Your body will become so strong. Your mind has become so strong that it doesn't matter afterwards anymore. You feel it, but it's not the same like you felt before.
Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
When you come out of the storm, you won't be the same person that walked into it. That's what the storm is all about.
When you can't control what's happening to you, control how you respond to it. That's where your power is, right? Mm-hmm. They asked the elderly couple one day, how have you guys been married for so long? He said, we come from a generation when something is broken, we don't throw it away, we fix it, right? And when you think about calm and happiness, it's not real calm and happiness and quietude when you can be happy in the midst of hardship. Then you see the true potential of the mind. You think perspective, you think peace, and you think more so controlling how you respond to a situation.
Yep.
Right? It says that's where your power is.
Everybody knows you got to pay a price for winning, but most people aren't willing to pay it. They may pay it once, but literally you got to pay it every single day. And the crazy part about that is the price changes daily. Just like the stock market goes up and down, the price of winning changes on a daily, daily basis. And you got to be willing to pay that price, whatever it is on that day.
You got to go. You got to get after it. And you got to have discipline. That's, most people don't have those things. Most people don't understand what it's like to really go for something. And to know that the consequences of not doing that are horrific.
I say chase your dreams, man. Do that thing, man, that keeps you up at night. That thing that bothers you, man, that makes you trip. You can't quit thinking about it. You always, that thing, man, that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a new idea. That's what you got to chase. Because anything else, it's going to disappoint you. You're going to forever be sad, man. If you don't chase that dream, you're going to forever be miserable, man.
You're born with a gift. If not that, then you get good at something along the way. And what you're good at, you don't take for granted. You don't betray it.
What if you do betray your gift?
Then you betray yourself.
Our minds are very similar to circuit breakers. When they blow, you gotta figure out what it is. Sometimes you just add it too much to your plate. Go back in your mind and figure it out.
The biggest single obstacle to success is the fear of failure. The antidote to the fear of failure is the habit of courage. And what we know is that you need two types of courage to succeed. The first type of courage is the courage to begin. It's the courage to launch with no guarantees of success. Someone once said that if all obstacles must first be removed, nothing will ever get done.
We have the ability to go in such a space. If you're willing to suffer, and I mean suffer, your brain and your body, once connected together, can do anything.
Sometimes all you need is 20 seconds of insane courage. Just literally 20 seconds of just embarrassing bravery. And I promise you, something great will come of it.
The best thing that happened to me, no one helped me. No one felt sorry for me. I had to figure out I wasn't going to be a punk kid all my life. So the only way I could turn around was to suffer. I had to build calluses in my brain the same way I built calluses on my hands.
When I said I wanted to win 8 gold medals, basically half the people in the swimming world thought I was absolutely crazy and nobody could ever do something like that. But for me, I was somebody who believed in it and somebody who believed in the process of getting there. I knew it wasn't going to happen overnight.
For me to become the man I wanted to become, I saw myself as the weakest person God ever created. But I never blamed God for anything he did to me. So I wanted to change that to be the hardest man ever created. Am I that? I don't know, but you had to have a goal. And my goal when I was sitting there, not going to school, being bullied, having no self-esteem, my goal was the only person that's gonna turn this person around is me. The only way I can turn it around is put myself through the worst things possible a human being can ever endure. And that'd be the only way that I can build this brain to handle anything that comes in front of it, callousing my mind.
It's absolutely incredible. There's nothing better than standing on the podium listening to your national anthem play after you had just won a gold medal. But for me, I'm somebody who I knew that I had 7 other events after the first day. So I have to throw that in the back of my head. I got to throw that race out. I have to make sure I'm eating the right amount. I'm sleeping the right amount. My body is as fresh as I can possibly be. So that means sitting in an ice tank, getting massages, getting stretched, all of these small things that end up adding up to the major end result.
Dream big dreams. Develop a vision of yourself as happy, healthy, wealthy, thin, Imagine that you have no limitations. Imagine that you have all the time and all the money and all the friends and all the contacts and all the education and all the experience, and that you could be or have or do anything you want in life. If you could, what would it be? If your life were perfect in 5 years, what would it look like? How much would you be earning? How much would you be worth? What kind of a family life would you have? What kind of health would you have? What kind of car would you be driving? What would your life be like if you could wave a magic wand and make it perfect in every way?
We live in an external world. Everything is you got to see it, touch it. It's external. If you can, for the rest of your life, live inside of yourself, you got to take everything and throw it away. You have to believe in one thing, and that is yourself. Once you change one thing, your mindset, you can attack everything. Hmm.
Trees don't hang around with the grass, even though they all started from the same place.
Spend so much time on self-improvement that you have no time to criticize others.
Never say never, because limits, like fears, are often just an illusion.
Don't make excuses. Now, some of the best athletes, or the greatest athletes in the world, do things when they're uncomfortable. It's the best people who can overcome when they're tired, sore.
Just get started. The longest time in the world is the hesitation between thought and action.
I had to stop thinking normal. I had to stop thinking normal. I can no longer be a common man walking around doing common things. Everything you do, you may have some support, you may not, but it's on you. You have to make the decision whether you want to be a badass or whether you just want to be mediocre.
It's always you versus you. If you compete, if you're competing against other people, you know what I mean? Competing against others, and you're going to become bitter. Eventually, you'll become bitter. But if you compete against yourself, you'll become better. You know what I mean?
Not today. Maybe tomorrow. Well, guess what? That's why it's so easy to be great nowadays, because most motherfuckers are weak.
You are not ready.
I know.
Like everyone else, you want to learn the way to win, but never to accept the way to lose. To accept defeat, to learn to die, is to be liberated from it. So when tomorrow comes, you must free your ambitious mind and learn the art of dying.
Really want to avoid all the critics in your life? Then do nothing, say nothing, and be nothing, and you'll never get their attention. But if you are something, and you're doing something, and you become something, guess what? You get their attention. And that pisses them off, because they can never be what you are now. So the only thing they can do to make themselves feel good is try to bring you the f*** down.
The hardest thing is to keep going, but we have to. Like, we have to continue to hold on. And I would imagine for so many people out there, that is probably the most difficult thing.
Learning is the beginning of wealth. Learning is the beginning of life change. Some people want to start with motivation, but you don't start with motivation. But here's the best motivation we've got going. The proof of our success.
Focus and fail fast. Focus and fail fast. Learn quickly, try something new.
If you make yourself more than just a man, if you devote yourself to an ideal, and if they can't stop you, then you become something else entirely. Which is legend.
It's all about focus. I don't care who you are, where you're from, doesn't matter. It's having a focus and having a purpose. Mm-hmm. Right? You wake up every single day to get better today than you were yesterday. It doesn't matter what you are. You're a basketball player, a hockey player, a golf player, a painter, right? It doesn't matter.
Right.
Right? You try to reach your full potential by getting better every single day, and that's the quest.
A quote that has helped me immeasurably over the last few years. It's something that hit me and it knocked me for six. And it's so simple. And it's from a book called The Horse, the Boy, the Fox and the Mole. And it's basically an illustration book. And one of my favorite quotes out of the whole book is, a boy and a horse are in the woods. And a boy says to the horse, "I can't see a way through." And the horse says, "Can you see your next step?" And the boy says, "Yeah." And the horse says, "Then just take that."
Wow.
And it hit me.
Yeah.
All of the time, we look at the goal, we look at the future, we look at the end game, we look at how long a journey it is, and we feel overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Instead of that, just go, right, I'm not going to worry about that, because that will come. With each step, you will get closer to that, so I don't need to worry about how far away it is. All I need to focus on right now is my next step.
Go for it, guys. You gotta say, you know what? This comfort zone I'm in is a danger zone. It's a danger zone because what is it doing? It's stopping you from your true potential. It's comfortable. I don't want to step out here because I don't know that area. Don't let anyone say you can't do something. Don't let your mind say, oh, I can't do it anymore, to your body. You can. You just got to push past it. At the end of my life, my tombstone, one thing it'll have on it, no regrets. And that's a good life, man. But I'm going to give it a shot. They have us some support. They get behind you, you know, and then you go for it. And you, bam, you overcome that step. The next step's even bigger and bigger. Next stop, then you're on top of the mountain, man. You ain't got one life. Why not go for it, right?
Isn't it about time you become that person you knew you always could be? How do you do that? You break the old guys. You get the out of bed when it's cold, when it's early. You do something away from the normality of what you've been doing. That's psychotic behavior. Doing the same thing, expecting a different result, doesn't work that way. You must switch up the mainframe. Switch it up if you want a different result, man. Why not try it, man? Shock the system. Start with an earthquake, man. What I mean by that is, yeah, get up at 4 in the morning one day. Just one day. And go for a run. Commit to one day. And see how you feel. As you're jogging it back in around 5 or something. As your neighbors are still asleep. Or as you're jogging it back in at 6 o'clock. And your neighbor's just getting up, grabbing their coffee, looking outside. Wondering, you know, what the day's going to hold for them. Well, your day's already provided something for you.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.